She was really nice and she like let this new girl sit with us in the group.
She's not part of our group. Like you can't sit with us basically like that. People had to choose sides. Oh, and it was like really dramatic, really mean. I was like a bitch basically. Like I can't say that enough, but...
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast.
This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics, some serious and some not so serious.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. Hello, hello.
Hello. I am scared to talk about this topic. I don't know why, but we're going to do it.
It is scary. It is emotional and scary, but what's important is we have friends still and you're not alone and we're friends and this happens to everyone. Friends come and go. Well, people in your life come and go, honestly, like everyone, everyone. We're going to die one day. That's I don't true. Know if that helped.
Well, some wise words coming from Rox already. So it's not even a minute in. But no, you're right. And to be honest, like we've had this topic, think from the, the very first, you know, when we were first doing the podcast, it was one of the topics.
Yeah.
And we've pushed this topic back and back and back and back because we were like, nah, too painful. So, but here we are today. We're a little bit more confident now to talk about it because, well, for me, I feel more confident because I think before we... Whenever we talk about a topic, we had like no filter. Honestly, we'd just say things as it is.
Yeah.
But now I think we are more mindful of what gets recorded. Not saying we're not honest.
Yeah.
But we don't put, you know, our whole heart out there. Like, you know.
Like, you know, there's certain names we're not going to put out or like if that we're going through something right now in our life, like that we're not ready to share or something in our life that we're not ready to share, like out in the open on the freaking internet, like we're not going to share it.
We share it when we're ready.
Some things that are very personal. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it doesn't mean later on we might not share it. Like, yeah, we share a lot already, I think. But sometimes it's like we're not ready. Like you said, like some things are just we're not ready to share or it's just not the vibe for a podcast. Like it's something we can share as friends.
But I think this topic,
but this topic
is are for some reason ready to share today.
Yeah.
And I'm scared but excited to talk about it because I think it is can be a painful one for not just us but for a lot of other listeners out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I honestly don't know where this episode will go, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm scared to talk about
I guess maybe just quickly because you're talking about it right now. What's so painful? Or what's so scary about friendships ending or remembering it or bringing it up or like what makes it so painful, you know? Is that too much?
I love this question.
Yeah.
And I love it how you asked the hard question as number one.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good one to start with.
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about this too. Like what makes it so painful? Yeah, I mean, someone might click onto this episode and think, oh, cool, these are just things that happen. But I think... You know, we're already sort of alluding to the fact that it is kind of painful for us. So I was thinking, what is painful about it, about friendship breaks up or friends drifting? I think the painful part is when, like, it's not, you didn't want it to be that way. Like, if it was.
Okay. Like, you get dumped kind of thing. You feel like it's kind of like you feel a bit of rejection or no?
Wait, is that for you?
No, I'm just asking, like. Or it's just not
maybe
how you pictured it.
I haven't really like thought this through yet. Okay, so I'm going to be sort of like figuring it out as I speak.
Yeah, sure.
But I think, definitely the rejection part. There is definitely a huge, I feel rejected right now. But I think it's more when, you wanted it to be a different way and you had a different expectation.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't work out. So I think it's painful when... Maybe you had a fight or maybe you didn't have a fight, but whatever it is, there's some huge misunderstanding. And I don't know, it's just that heavy feeling in your heart and it's just like too messy to resolve. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm being very like unclear, but I'm not sure either.
It's okay. We're figuring it out, you know?
Yeah. What about you? what's painful?
I think everything you said made sense. Like, you know, some friendships, like when you're in that friendship, you're like, we're going to do all these things together forever and we're going to be friends or besties forever. And then you had plans to like travel together or do stuff together in the future. Like, oh, when we're old and blah, we'll be, you know, visiting each other and or phoning each other. Like, you have that kind of thing with friends. And when that isn't the case anymore, or if you have a friendship breakup, it's like that's never going to happen. I mean, it could, but there's some things in friendships that it's like it's too far gone that even if you try to mend it, it depends on the friendship breakup, but even if you try to mend it or you make amends and you're cool, but there's always that, like, in Chinese it's like ya tu qi, which is like there's that thorn in, and it could be in any relationship, this saying is for any relationship, but there's that thorn that is still there that you can still feel, even though it's all good, but it still hurts, like, because that's what you went through. And that happens in relationships anyway, like, but friendships, it's like, because a friendship is purely out of your choice to be there for each other, and it's different from family and relationships where you might see each other more, or there's a bit more obligation, or there's a bit more expectation around it. But whereas friendship, the expectation is like, you be there for me, I'll be there for you. You support me, I'll support you. Like, you spend time with me or I spend time with you, like, I make an effort for you. It's really out of choice. It's not like I'm doing this because I'm your girlfriend and we live together or something. Like, it's just a bit different. Like, it's not like I'm your daughter, so I want to have dinner with you anyway. Like, with a friend, it's really like you choose your friends. You purely choose your friends, I feel, out of other relationships, which is why it's so special.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think as you were saying that, I was like gathering my thoughts as well, because I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I think, yeah, you choose your friends. I also think you choose your partner. I think,
yeah, you choose
that.
You choose your partner.
I think you can choose your family and stuff like that too.
You choose your partner too, but there's a lot more. I feel like there's a lot more different things attached to your partner.
Because there's one partner. Whereas friends, you have multiple friends too, and they come in and out of your life. Like, I don't know. It is different. And as you were saying all that, I was thinking one thing that makes it so painful is when you care so much about that friend. Like, you cared so much about how they think of you and how you feel about them. Because sometimes you could have that friendship where friend A cares a lot about friend B, but B doesn't reciprocate. Like, B doesn't really care about friend A. So B doesn't actually care that much if there's a friendship breakup. But friend A is like super devastated because they were so much more attached to that friend and that friendship.
Yeah.
So I think that's what makes it painful when you're attached and you really care.
Yeah. Have you ever been the one to break up a friendship ever? And if so, what was that like? Did you feel bad, or what made you stop being friends with that person? What are some things? What are some examples?
I think when you asked me that question just now, I was going to say, no, I don't think I have. But when I really think about it, probably. I don't think I've ever really said to anyone, like, oh, I don't really want to see you anymore or said anything like that. That's just not who I am. But I do remember, I think there was a shift in me, maybe like last year or the year before, I don't know exactly when, but I started to think, you know, like that whole thing about who drains you, who doesn't, rather than like meeting the friends that I think I should meet or things I should do, I was leaning more towards, let me lean into friends that I want to hang out with. It wasn't really about who upset me and who I don't want to hang out with. It was more about like leaning into who I want to hang out with. And then if you sort of start using that equation, you sort of start seeing the people, like certain people, less and less. So I think that's how a friendship breakup might have happened for me. It wasn't
like
it wasn't
drifting away.
It's always more like of a drift.
Drifting. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
The only real like friendship breakups that I've done, I think I remember from like primary school and high school. But in my adult life, yeah, I haven't ever said anything. But I remember in primary school, in like year four, there was this new girl and she was really smart and she wanted to be my friend. And she was actually Asian Australian. She was super smart, but she was a bit like possessive of me. I don't know, like she just wanted to hang out with me too much, like all the time. And but I also wanted to sit with other people and like play with different people, like not just her.
Yeah.
And like she was really cut and I was like, I don't just want to be a friend. I don't remember exactly what I said because I was a child. And then, but I just remember her pulling my arm and being like, yo, you said you'd be my friend, or like you're meant to be my friend. And I was like, let go. Like it was like almost physical, but she was like pulling my arm and I was just like, no, I really, really can't be your friend. Like, wow. I was scared. So then from then on, like, I didn't sit with her. Like, it just didn't work out. But in high school, I was a bit of a bitch. And I had this friendship breakup was actually really upsetting to me because I was friends with a girl. We're friends since kindergarten. And she was so funny. And she was like a Dutch, German, Aussie background. But her parents, like, probably second or third generation, like, kind of just like, Her dad actually worked with my dad at the same workplace. And I don't know, we just got along a lot. She was so funny. We used to make videos together, hang out in the school holidays at each other's houses, like just grew up sitting together, making jokes. Like it was like the nicest. I felt so comfortable at school and happy because she was like my best friend at the time kind of thing. And high school came around and we were just – I think it was around year 9, year 10. I was just a bitch and not like mature enough. Like now that I look back, that's like one of the friendships I regret breaking up because she was just such a great friend, like throughout all those years and growing up together, everything. And we'd do sleepovers, like everything. And then she was really nice and she like let this new girl sit with us in the group. And I really didn't, I was like, I don't want this to sit with this new girl. Like we've got our group, like I don't want a new person in our group.
Yeah.
I was like a bitch basically. Like I can't say that enough, but yeah, I didn't want this new girl to sit with us. I was like, well, she's not part of our group. Like, she can't sit with us basically like that. she can't sit with us. And at the same time, she was going through a lot of stuff herself. Like she was into more, like she was more advanced in her movies and music. And some of the music I was scared of, like, I don't know. I just remember it was like, I was just not that into it because I was just into like pop music or like basic shit. Like I was not well versed in more indie kind of vibe. So she went in a really indie vibe and she was like too cool. I was just like we were just going like separate directions, like just at puberty. We're going through puberty. I'm going through puberty where like, you know, she's like dressing different and she changed so much that I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, why are you a completely different person to me?
Yeah.
But to her, like she's just figuring out herself. Like we were 15 at the time, like 14, 15, like she's just finding out her own style or what she's into. Like we're all growing up, right? And I think I just didn't like it. I was just like, I don't like this. Like, who are you? Like, I was a bitch and I was like, who are you? Like, I don't know who this is. Like, it's too much for me. I don't always want to listen to your music. This is what I just remember.
You said all of this.
I think so. Oh, wow. And then I was like, I don't want to sit with this new girl. And it was literally like we broke up the whole group. Oh. And it was like whoever wants to go with her, you go with her. Whoever wants to stay with me, stay with me. And we split the group up into two. And it was like my last year at that school, right, in year 10. So private girl school, bitchy. We had live journals and we would post like cryptic shit about each other. Oh, like
that's so
just,
high school.
Just like hating on each other and stuff and bitching about each other and like, you know, just talking shit about each other. And then there was one day at school grounds. I think she was so mad at me and she came up. This is just from what I remember. She came up to me. I don't know. We're just like yelling at each other like in the school, like at lunchtime. We're just like yelling at each other. Like, I don't know. Just it was full on breakup. Like that was the biggest yelling match. Like, no, we're not sitting together anymore. Like you do your thing. Like I'm with my friends. Like people had to choose sides. And it was like really dramatic, really mean of me because I just couldn't, I don't know what was wrong with me. It just didn't end up well, good. And then we both ended up leaving that school because I went into, in our last episode when we talked about education, you can check that out. We both left schools and she ended up leaving schools to go to a more kind of artsy school. And it was right near my school.
Like the new school.
My new school. Oh. We ended up going to the school in the same area, different schools, but we bumped into each other. And then like I think a year or two later, like we kind of both calmed down and like I apologized. Like we had We had a meal. We had a talk and we caught up and some of my friends, like our friends, like we caught up together and we kind of made amends and we're cool, like we follow each other on Instagram and like it's cool, but it's not like we hang out anymore. We just don't hang out anymore. And that's probably like the first real breakup that I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot. And then after that, I got really into like a band she was really into.
Yeah, I had a feeling you're going to say that.
And then I don't know why. I was like, is it because of her? Is it because like I missed her and I wanted to like get into what she was into? And then we even went to a concert together after we were cool when they came to Sydney. But I still, I don't know, I still regret it. Like you can say, oh, I have no regrets and stuff. But that was a really nice friendship. Like I don't know what the fuck happened. Like I don't know why I couldn't be a bit more mature and understand that she's finding her own identity at the time and we're all growing up. Like why can't I put that shit aside and be nice and let this new person sit with us? Like. The hell is wrong with me? And then that's what happened.
Wow, that's a full-on real friendship breakup.
That was a long story, but thanks for listening.
That's a real full-on friendship breakup. So I'm here listening and reflecting back, and because I gave a real like wishy-washy answer because I haven't had like a big friendship breakup like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, I get it. I'm like, it's just not, I can't, I'm not like, I don't know, I just can't. Like, even when I fight with Ryuto, my partner, we fight really quietly.
I'm surprised. I surprise myself.
I get fired up too, but I'm not good at, like, I find it very hard to, like, express myself. And so it's kind of refreshing in a way to hear this because I'm like, oh, wow, like you can, you're very good at expressing fighting. How you feel. Yeah, you're good at fighting. But yeah, for me, I think when you said the biggest friendship breakup, I would say my more biggest friendship breakup happened more recent years of my life.
That's hard too.
Because more recent. Fresh. Yeah. And I think it's like what I'm reflecting when I look back at my friendships is, we don't really talk about things like with my friends. Like
that's if hard.
Issues come up, there's a bit of like silent treatment or like there's a bit of passag.
Passag, yeah, I just learned this term today. Passag.
Like passive probably aggressive. From me as well. Yeah. Like just we just don't talk about it. We don't know how to address it. And then we just calm down about it and then move on like it never happened.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's not healthy. And I, because my personality is like avoidant type. Like, if there's something hard, I just try and avoid it. So I'm not proud of it, but it's definitely something I'm aware of and something I want to work on more. So I think like a lot of my friendship breakups, it's like, it's kind of sad, but we don't really get to talk it through. And I feel like that's.
Has it broken up? It's broken up.
In my mind, because we didn't have like a big fight or anything like that, to me, I don't think it's like a breakup. I think it's more like You know how like North and South Korea were in, they're in war,
yeah,
but it's like what, like stalemate or something. Like they just
no moves.
It's just I feel like that's how I feel like with these friendships.
Oh
yeah,
you're like whoa.
So I think you know.
So you're still friends, but
yeah, we're still friends.
So you do still hang out,
but I just feel like no, we don't really hang out. But I feel like I want, like I don't know how I feel about these friendships, so I want to work on them. So I actually made it like a goal this year to have difficult conversations. That's sort of like my,
like my. Are we still friends?
Not even how are we still friends. It's just more like, hey, what happened between us?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I miss you and how's everything going? Yeah. And, you know, and like, oh, it could have been different. I wish I did this. You know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I really want us to go back to how it used to be. It's everyone's changed. We've all moved on. But I still do want to have more difficult conversations this year. Because you know what it is? My biggest fear is, a fear that I have is when I'm like 90 and I bump into my old friend that I used to be so close with. And they were like, oh, yeah, what, you know, what happened back then? We were such great friends.
Yeah.
And then that friend's like, oh, you know, I thought you didn't like me. That's why. And then I would have been like, no, like I did like you. I was just waiting for you to contact me or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, only if we had just talked. I don't know. I just made
imagined
this whole thing. But I'm just like, I would rather talk about it and then, you know, because life is so short.
Yeah. Like if a friend of yours died, like would you have regret not talking it through, at least understanding.
Exactly. Like at least hearing what was going on there. And
yeah.
So I think that's sort of where I am at. Like we haven't, no real
at least talk breakups, about it.
But I want to reach out before it's like even too late and even, you know, we've really moved on. So I think, I'm also realizing like new friendships are great, but working on old ones is also really special as well.
Yeah.
As, you know, we evolve and stuff like that. So, I say this with like a heavy heart, but I do really want to have more of those conversations.
Whether it turns into something positive or not, like whether it means you can be close again or not, it's still good to at least talk about it.
I don't expect anything really.
At least talk about it.
Yeah. Because like, you know, having that closure, conversation. Yeah, what if they're going through something on their end and that's, you know, what I really would regret if I found out that they're actually going through this huge thing and I'm like, shit, like I didn't know any of this was happening, you know, especially with like mental health and everything, like you know, we talk about it more now, we're more aware of it, you know, let's be there for each other a little bit more. I don't know, so that's sort of where I'm at with friendships. They're not really breakups.
That's hard because it's not a breakup yet, like it's not a full breakup.
It's not a
which
breakup.
Is kind of even harder.
Yeah. But I feel like these things will keep coming up, you know. That's why I want to have these – another reason why I want to have these conversations is what about the friendships that are really good now? Like what if hardships come up? How – what kind of person am I? Like how do I address those?
Yeah. And who's still really there for you?
Who's there for me, but also how do I deal with these problems? Because I don't have a very good track record. I'm an avoidant person. So, that's sort of – but this applies to all areas actually, not just friendships, but even like in the workplace, family, you know, being more brave.
You just avoid, you just don't want conflict kind of thing.
Just anything hard.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, okay, I just disappear now. Like, you know that meme when you're like disappearing to the bush? I think it's Homer or something.
Yeah. There's definitely situations that are like that.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people could relate to it because especially now, you know, I don't know. Are you good at dealing with conflict with friends? How do you deal with it? Because are you like avoidant type like me or are you more of like a let's talk about it kind of person?
I can get passive aggressive and I can like, I can get annoyed, but I feel like I just keep that inside. If I can get over it, like, and at the end, like, I still really care about this friend, like, I get over it and we'll get past it. But I feel like in my adult life, I don't really have many fights with friends. Yeah, I've been stuck in the middle of some friendship breakups, kind of, but I'm not involved really. Like if I'm annoyed at something or I know my friend, okay, I'm just thinking of one example, or I know my friend is annoyed at me or took something I said the wrong way, or I feel bad that I said something in the wrong way, or that they really held on to what I said, I'll talk about it.
Mm.
I'll be like, hey, I still feel really bad about the fact that you're upset that I said that thing. I honestly, I care about you. Like, I don't want you to take it the wrong way. Like, I'll still talk about it. It might be over text though, but sometimes like it's better than nothing. But there are also certain things that it's like, if it doesn't get to that point where it's that bad, or like it's not bad enough to address, do you know what I mean? Like it's not a situation where it's like so bad that you have to address it or you feel like you have to, then kind of just let it slide if it's not that bad, and then it's fine. I've had a friend who kind of stopped being friends with me and in uni, and I thought that was quite painful because I, even to this day, I'm still a bit like, oh, it's kind of sad because we were kind of tight. But I kind of see that maybe it's something I did that was a bit bitchy again, but without me knowing.
Is this something specific or is this your guess?
This is just my guess because we never talked about it. She just kind of stopped talking to me.
Oh, so this is like the North Korea, South Korea situation almost.
She just stopped talking to me and like we just stopped talking. We stopped being close. And actually, I think I called once and I was just like, why? Like I think I asked like why, or like there was, I don't know if we were messaging or something. I was just like, why? I just think she grew out of me. I remember like we probably spent so much time together that I don't know. I felt like I wasn't the best friend to her either. I think I got like a bit passive aggressive, and sometimes I would maybe put her down without me consciously knowing it. I think I like after a lot of reflection and a lot of like, why is she not friends with me anymore? Like, what did I do? Like, I think to this day, I'm like, to me, my answer is I was a bitch and I blame myself because I wasn't there to like lift her up when she needed it, or when she was feeling confident, I was like being that shitty friend when she was confident. Like, who the fuck does that? Like, me. That's me. Like, I do that. But I don't do that to all my friends. Like, I honestly don't. I just don't know why that we were just like that. I don't know. But in that sense, that taught me something about how to be a better friend, right? Like being more conscious about stuff. So I don't regret that because, I don't know, I felt like I didn't stop the friendship, but it is a bit, what do you call it?
Sounds like you've accepted it.
I've accepted it. Like that's not something I'm not chasing for that.
And I can tell that this is like uncomfortable. I mean, not uncomfortable, hard for you to talk about.
It's hard because there's no closure.
Yeah, the closure.
That's hard because I'm like, why? Yeah. Why? Just tell me you don't like me or something. Yeah, just tell me you don't like me anymore or something.
I think this is what I mean, like with like, those friendships that are like stalemate.
Tell me that you're not into what I'm into, or you don't want to hang out. Like,
it's the same thing
as you as a person that much.
It's
or
the
something.
Same thing that I'm saying. Like, it's the closure. It's that's what I'm saying. It's like it's not finished. So it's like.
Mine's finished though. That one's finished.
Oh, that one's finished?
That one's done. Yeah. There's no point.
You're not gonna.
There's nothing. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But whereas you, it's not fully finished.
Well, yeah, I guess it's the closure part. It's like, I don't feel like it's. Yeah. I think there's always going to be some friendships in people's lives. I'm assuming here that it's because we're not perfect humans, right? Yeah. And some friendships are just going to be. Like not as good as the others, right?
Or good at that time.
And then good at the time.
Moved on. Yeah.
Do you believe that friendships have seasons?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember somebody said that to me, like, Julia, you know, you don't have to be friends with that friend, like every friend forever.
That's so true. And that's kind of what I think when I hear about you talking about this friendship, I'm like.
About my friend, well, my story?
Yeah. I'm kind of like, are they still worth being your friend? Are they worthy of being your friend? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, if you're thinking like this and being upset, I know it's upsetting when you're 90, but at the same time, it's like, I'm right here, dude. Like, I'm right here, dude. Like, it's your loss too if you don't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That, you know, like. That's not true. All on you. It's not all your fault. It's still painful for you right now because you're going through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to be friends with someone forever.
Yeah. No, no, it's not true. Possible. And I remember when somebody said that to me, I was like, You don't? Like,
you don't.
And they're like, no, harder. Friendships have seasons. And I was like, sometimes. What? I couldn't fathom that in the beginning. I was like,
sometimes you just got to let people go. Yeah. Just let them go.
Mm.
I can't, what can you do? You can chat to them, but you might still have to let them go after. Mm. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I think it really depends. Like, depends on the person. Of course, some might just let go, but some, you just know you want to. You just need that conversation, I feel.
Have the conversation. I think that's a good idea. While they're still around, have that conversation. Yeah, some people just come and go, unfortunately. I was asking my mom, like, where are her friends?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, she has some friends still, but because she moved from Hong Kong, she lost a lot of her high school friends or school friends or old work friends from there, and a lot of her friendships are here. And then sometimes people are in your life in a certain time and they're the most important thing to you at that time, and you did everything together. But at her age now, and she's like in a wheelchair. She loves Cantonese opera and stuff like that. And she has friends, but it's at the same time, it's like at the end of the day, I think it was in relationship to family. At the end of the day, like, you are my daughter. Like, I'm your mom. Like, that's something that like will always be in each other's lives. Or my dad is still there for her and stuff like that. But I think she was just trying to like appreciate that or share with me that like at her age and at the end of the day, she just feels like, family to her is like so important, like something like that. Whereas like some of her friends from like the really close ones in her 20s are all gone now. Like, where are they? I don't know. But that's just her experience. But she was just kind of telling me that, which is a little bit sad because it means that she doesn't have a really, really, really close friend still around. But it was kind of nice to hear that too, as her, I don't know, she could share it with me at least, but I don't know. It's hard.
I had like a very similar but opposite experience.
Okay, yeah.
So I went to see my grandma at her nursing home. She just turned 94 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually haven't shared this with you, but she can't remember me anymore.
Oh no, does she have Alzheimer's?
I think so. Like, yeah. We didn't realize.
Oh my gosh.
It was only just very recently.
94 is
pretty 94. Old, but normally, you know, she'll call me on my birthday and be like, hey, it's, you know, your birthday. I know it's in August. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And we live together. And like, I'll buy her like Finder word books. And she, you know, because I always know she's bored. That was always like her biggest stress.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be like, oh, every time she sees me, she'll be like, oh, you know, that Finder word book, like it's really like everything, like it's keeping me like so occupied, and I love it.
Yeah.
And then for this birthday, I bought her a Finder word book and she opened it because she doesn't remember me now since like a few months ago. She's like, oh, the Finder word book. And she turns to my auntie and she's like, oh yeah, you get me these books. To my auntie. Yeah. And then
she thought your auntie was you.
I think she's just like blending it all. Yeah. But she doesn't remember me as like, because she looks at me and she's like, whose daughter are you?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. She can't remember me. Anyway, you're probably like, where is this story going? But in the nursing home, she said, I told her like, hey, do you remember this grandma who used to live near you? She is in this nursing home. And she was just like, huh? Who is it? Like, which grandma is it? Can you find out her name? I need to know who she is. Like, she was really fixated on that.
Mm.
And I was like, grandma, why are you so like keen to know who this is? And she's like, you know, I had the most blessed life, like I had the best life ever that anyone That's could so ask nice. For. But if I could ask for one wish,
oh my gosh,
what? It would be if I had one friend that I've been friends with for a while in this nursing home with me.
Oh,
that was her so wish. Sad. She's like, if I had one wish, I just wish I had an old friend here with me. Aww. It was so specific. And I was like, huh, like, it was interesting because my grandma was always, she never really had many friends. Like, she always did things by herself.
Mm.
But even, you know, at 94,
she just wants a friend.
She just wants a close friend in there. And I was like, grandma, I don't know who this, I don't know this grandma's name, but you should use this as an opportunity to go talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And just find your friend in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that was like, wow, like even at an older age, like
friendship is important.
Friendship is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
You need friends. You need friends. You need friends. And you need family too. You need a bit of everything.
Yeah. But yeah, I just thought that was like, wow, made me realize like, yeah, friendships are really, really important.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's.
They are. But I also believe that you can't be friends with everyone.
Like, yeah, you're right.
There's only so much of you to give, you know, like, and I don't know. It's just hard. Like, you just need to have enough time and energy to put into like the friendships you still care about. But hopefully you get that closure this year, or that answer, or that conversation.
Mm. So we've been through many friendships and even like work relationships as well, like with colleagues and all that. And some stay and some don't stay, as we've just discussed. What are some things that you've learned from previous friendships that you try and apply, or, you know, and do you apply these to your current friendships?
I mean, definitely from the high school bitchy days, I've learned to, I don't know, just like friends go through different things, and just kind of like valuing your friend for who they are, and just like, yeah, just like respecting them also, and not just yelling at them. So that's a big one. That
anymore.
That's a big one to learn from. And I guess recently is a little bit like be communicate, but also be like careful of like what I put out there as what's advice versus my opinion, because sometimes it's like not everyone needs your fucking opinion. Like, I'm talking to myself right now, but you know, like, is what you're going to say going to be helpful for your friend, or is it going to be adding more stress to them or confusing them more, or are you just saying it because you want to say it about yourself? If so, like, maybe shut up. Yeah, I think I just need to think about it a bit more before I say things. Yeah, definitely like celebrating my friends more and being more conscious about like being more kind, basically, and not, because I think there was like a friend that something really big was happening in her life, like in work, and I didn't even think of it and I forgot or something like that. And like, there's some friends that certain things matter to them, and it's just like, just try to be a bit more conscious about it, because I think for that friend, it would be nice if I said, oh, congratulations, or how did that thing go today, or how was that presentation? Like, just small things like that. Different friends need different things, basically. Yeah, that's what I'm learning. I'm still learning, so.
Mm.
How about you?
Yeah. I found both things very relatable. Like, the first one about having a mental blank. What was it, the first one? It's a bit late now.
Being careful what you say.
Yeah, like the opinion thing, like giving advice. Sometimes you think like when your friend's going through a rough time, you think like they need advice.
Or they need your help.
Your help, but all they need is just to be like, oh.
You want to listen to
you just need someone to listen. Like, and I think that's a lesson I definitely learned later than earlier. And then the second one was being more kind and celebrating. Like, I actually hear that not just from me, but like from my experience, but even from other people, when certain people don't celebrate certain things. Like, it is really hard, especially when you're going through your own stuff. But I think that's what I actually consciously try as well, to celebrate more.
Yeah.
For their what they're celebrating about, because sometimes you don't get it. You're like, because you know, for me, like, marriage and babies wasn't ever a really big thing. So I remember, like, in my 20s, when someone would say, "I'm having a baby," or "I'm getting married," to be honest, like, I didn't really have any emotion.
Yeah, not
like,
much feeling. You're not like, much okay, feeling. Cool. Good for you. Like, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But then now I've changed my approach, where I'm like, oh, actually, when I know how much it means to them, then I get really moved, even though it's not something that I want. It's like, but I know how much you wanted it.
Yeah.
So it's like just shifting that mindset a little bit. But yeah, I think very similar to you, like celebrating their wins, listening more.
Mm.
And maybe, I guess the third one is like being more honest and like being able to share how you feel, but in a kind way, right?
Yeah.
Like, and having those more difficult conversations then and there when it's needed.
Yeah.
Rather than just being pretending brushing it's always it okay and keep brushing it off. But obviously sometimes things can slide. Like if you don't see them that often anyway, you don't really need to bring up like, hey,
that time.
When you eat, you make this sound that really annoys me.
Don't. If you're annoyed at that, then you probably shouldn't be friends.
True.
Like,
true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's I think I'm learning so much from friendships and it really teaches me how to be a better human.
Totally. Totally.
But to close off, Rox, I have a question for you. Do you have any advice for anyone who might be going through a friendship breakup?
Advice. Let yourself feel all the feelings. Talk it out. Like, have you talked, like you said, like, have you talked it through calmly? Like, have you communicated what you would have wanted to communicate? Like, and yeah, and at the same time, if it's time to let go, just let go. Like, there's other people in your life, like you have other friends. Don't try so hard. Like, a friendship shouldn't be so hard that you're trying to salvage it so much and it's so difficult and painful. Like, I don't know, there'll be better days, there'll be better times, you have other friends. I mean, just, it doesn't mean that time wasn't good. Like, it doesn't mean that your friendship doesn't matter anymore. It's still important in your life, and they were still there at that time of your life, and they were so important then, and that's still nice. You know, like, I still think about my school friend and I'm like, we had a great childhood together and we had a great time. You know, I don't even know what we talked about as kids, but you know, it doesn't mean that it wasn't important. That's what I'm saying. How about you? Do you feel that? Do you feel that
talking
advice
to me?
Maybe.
But yeah. I think my advice to someone going through a friendship breakup would be, yeah, these things happen. It happens, and I reckon just talk to someone. Like, that would be my advice. Like, don't try and go through it all by yourself. Definitely, like, reach out to other people and get support, because sometimes I feel like friendship breakups can be overlooked. People think like, oh, being made redundant, because, you know, I think all relationships are very similar. Like, your relationship with work, if work's really important and you've been made redundant, or maybe your love relationship is really important and you just broke up with your partner, and, you know, same with friendships, like, this friendship was really, really important and it's not working out. Like, it's equally as important, and I feel like friendship breakups are not talked about as much.
That's true.
So I hope this episode can help, you know, you as well. I don't know if it has. We're literally just chatting away, but yeah, I really hope that you can have someone to talk to about, and you're not alone. And it's okay if you feel really sad, because it is a really sad thing.
Yeah, it is sad.
Yeah. And there's so much to learn from as well, like, from a friendship breakup. Like, you can learn how to become a better friend in your next one, like, you know. And yeah, definitely you don't want to be clinging on and trying to salvage something, but also if it is salvageable,
yeah, do it.
I reckon you can go try as well.
Try your best.
But no, also no pressure.
Yeah. Also just put, like, you got to love yourself and do what's right for yourself. Yeah. You never know. You might be friends again later. We don't know. But.
And if you want some internet friends.
Yeah. We're here. To us.
Seriously. We can be internet friends. I had a call with one of our listeners last week.
Yeah.
Hey, Mayo, if you're listening. But yeah. He might not be, because it's like at the end of the episode. But yeah, like, reach out to us if you want to chat, or leave a comment down below if you've been through a friendship breakup, or, you know, you have some friends that you miss. I don't know.
And you know what? Sometimes it's nice to reach out to a friend you haven't talked to in a while.
Yeah, like, that's so true.
You think you might have lost that friendship. That isn't like, not like the hugest friendship of your life, but like, you know, someone, but sometimes it's nice to have a little message, like,
yeah,
and sometimes how are you going lately, like,
you
someone who
think it's a breakup, yeah, but the other person's like, hey, how have you been, yeah, like, they're like, you know, they might miss you a lot, they've been
away
busy,
or yeah, it's just, it's fine, like, it's cool.
Guys, I think we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Asia Soup Podcast. Leave a comment down below in our YouTube video if you're watching the YouTube video version.
Thumbs up.
DM us if you want to have a little chat. Otherwise, guys, see you in the next one. Take care. And we love you.
Yes, we love you. Thank you for listening. Bye.